Been like a little dynamic duo over
we have
here.
And it's actually been my favorite thing ever. I forgot what it's like to have like another half, like a best friend, and so I'm like, oh my god,
guys did you catch that? Guys,
clip that
guys,
right now.
Kira just called me her best friend, like BFF,
like BFFs.
Hello everyone, welcome back to Bookmarked. My name is Carissa, I'm your host. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today I am joined by Kira
yet again.
Again.
You know, again.
Is this the third time?
Third time.
Wow, I'm so happy to have you.
I'm basically a co-host at this point.
I think you should be, because I think all the best shows are us.
Really? I think so, but like, I'm in the shows. So I feel like that's kind of biased.
Maybe like a little bit, but in a good way, I feel.
Yeah, I always have the most fun. The last time we did radio was like, so fun.
So, it is the last day of classes today. Mm-hmm. Did you have class?
I had two that I definitely went to both. I definitely went to both my classes today.
Me when I lie.
No, I went to my first class and my professor gave out chocolate. She gave out Lindor.
Was it Deb?
No, it was Elaine.
Elaine gave out Lindor?
Yeah.
Oh.
I had the chocolate peppermint one because I'm not a huge fan of chocolate. So chocolate and you stuff peppermint to make
She's
it better.
A freak.
Okay. I feel like this is a podcast.
Everybody look at the freak.
This is a podcast about books, not about freaks, okay? This is not what the topic is.
Why do you keep coming on the show then?
So is it now like a radio show about freaks because I'm on it?
Freaks that like books.
Yeah. Okay. We can make middle ground there, but I didn't go to my other class. I went home and I played Fortnite.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, me and my friend Casey. Hey, Casey. We won twice.
There you go.
Yeah, she carried. I really did nothing.
How many games did you play? I actually don't know how Fortnite works.
We played three, but we kind of like sucked the second one. Like we died like almost immediately because we didn't get any guns. So we just got like murked in the first 5 seconds. But the other two, we got really good loot like immediately. So we kind of like fucked everybody. I say we, it was mainly her. I just keep her from dying.
Is it like a team game? Or?
Yeah, it's kind of like it's kind of like Call of Duty, but like. There's no story mode you play. It's just all online with other people, and there's like fancy skins and things you can get. But it's like essentially you're shooting people. It's the premise of it.
Oh, okay. Well, I can get behind that.
It's,
I suppose
it's real. It's nice. It's stressful though, and it's frustrating sometimes.
Oh, okay. I take it back. Oh boy,
that's just the gamer in me. I don't know.
So today's theme. Now let me give a little backstory to this. There is no backstory. I was talking to my mom on the phone earlier and she's like, oh, like, what are you doing for the radio today? And I was like, I have no idea. And she's like, what do you mean you have no idea? It's like, mom, I never plan this thing. I just go. Like, I just show up and I just do it. And she's like, what do you mean? Like, you had a plan last week. I was like, yeah, that was a fluke. Like, there's never a plan. We figure it out about like 5 to 10 minutes before and we're like, okay, we'll probably do this. So I got here today. It's freezing outside, by the way. It's snowy and it's gross and it's rain.
And slick.
It's not raining. It's just like windy, you know, like it's like wet snow.
Yeah, like it's slush and supposed to ice rain later.
Are you for serious?
Yeah, so everybody be careful, please.
Oh my gosh. I was about to ask where you parked and I just maybe don't think that's what we should be talking about like right now. But no, I got here and then I realized that I didn't even bring a book. I was supposed to pick a book to bring to talk about on the radio today and I just didn't.
You want to know who did bring a book?
Kira.
Me. I brought a book.
Good job.
Yeah, I even took a couple minutes to figure out which book I was going to bring. Yeah, and then I picked the best one.
I had a book in mind. I just didn't get around to bringing it.
And what book would that have been?
Red, White, and Royal Blue.
And is that a gay book?
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course it's a gay book. Yeah. Actually, this morning, I'm just telling you guys all sorts of stories today. I was at the radio for a while today, and we were doing just, you know, radio stuff. Like, I was making fun of the co-op kid, and we had a meeting, and me and Mateo were making fun of the co-op kid in the meeting, mm-hmm. and, you know, normal mm-hmm. stuff. And I was like, the meeting was over, and I was like, guys, don't listen to the radio tonight. There's going to be some serious gay stuff going on.
And then she proceeded to forget the very gay book that she said she was going to bring.
My bad, guys. It was an accident. I know it in my brain. I've seen the movie.
It's a show.
It's a movie.
Is it not a show?
No, it's a movie. And I've seen it twice. Of all the movies I've seen, which is like 10, I've seen that one twice.
I think I'm confusing it
with Heated Rivalry.
Which they're not similar, but I figured Red, White, and Royal Blue would also have been a show.
Kira's getting them mixed up because they're both gay, and that's all she thinks. She thinks gay, and she thinks they're all the same.
Well, no. Red, White, and Royal Blue is, like, the prince and then, like, the president's son.
Okay, so maybe she knows something.
Yeah, and then there's... Anyway, I just thought it was like a limited series. I didn't realize it was a movie. I know they're making another one, though, I think.
Right? Yes, they're making a second one.
And the next episode of Hated Rivalry comes out this Friday. Ah! Shameless plug, you know, not even sponsored or anything. Is that blue bad? I feel like.
Yes, me screaming in the mic just then was not good for okay. the recording.
Okay, okay.
yeah, no, so... Hated Rivalry, I didn't. I specifically knew that I wasn't going to bring that book because I'm going to give that book its flowers in like its own show and mm-hmm. we're really having like time to talk to it. Oh my God, guys. But no, I was thinking about bringing Red, White, and Royal Blue, which mm-hmm. is another wonderful gay book. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But it's not depressing like most of my gay books.
I feel like... Like in books, I feel like if it's gay, it's depressing. And I feel like we need to give gay people happy endings too, I feel like.
Yes, all like some of them have like relatively happy endings. Just the whole book is sad. Like
which is Aristotle weird because and like
Dante.
Yeah. Like why can't we or like what is it? Achilles.
Song of Achilles. Song of Achilles. That one yeah. does have a sad ending.
Yeah, and I'm just like, why can't we have like a gay book that's like the people we meet on vacation, where it's like a little like rom-com action, you know, with like a miscommunication trope that's the only like plot hole or whatever.
Yes, like there's also like they both die at the end. Don't read that book, guys. It's not good. They both die.
It literally says it in the fucking title, and it was also not that like it didn't feel what anyway.
Yeah. so that one. It wasn't great. I actually don't love that one. Are we doing like a gay book segment right now? Is that what's going on?
I was told you had random things for us to talk about.
I do. Anyways, so gay books.
Right.
It's not They Both Die at the End. It's something like that. I'm bringing shame to the community right now.
Guys, she's a fake ally.
It's got a yellow cover and it's two guys in like some post-apocalyptic world.
Huh? Guys, I want you to know that she's cheating right now and looking it up. I'm watching her type in gay book into Google right now. Sorry. Gay book apocalypse. My bad.
All that's left in the world.
That she definitely thought of all by herself.
I got it all. I got there. This was a good book, actually. I think I gave it 4 stars. I did enjoy this one. Maybe I was going to say I could go. We lost it. We lost all of it, guys. I'm so sorry.
It's just one of those weeks, you know, like it's the last week of school. It's gross outside. It's been busy the past yes. couple of weeks. So there was no time for plan making.
I'm still not even done all the work that I have to do by the end of the day.
Yeah.
I had a test today, an essay due today, and 2 discussions and a quiz. And I still have 1 more discussion to do at some point.
She's a busy gal. She's booked and busy, guys.
Booked and busy.
Yeah.
It was actually, like, my scheduling this, like, this term has been so insane. Like, just trying to, like, work everything out and, like, fit stuff in. I feel very productive, though. It makes me feel like, you know?
Yeah, I'm very proud of you. I think you've done very well.
Thank you. I'm proud of you.
I haven't really done anything.
You've done everything for me. Kira has been like the most supportive friend this whole semester of me and Kira. I've been like a little dynamic duo over
We
here.
Have, and it's actually been my favorite thing ever. I forgot what it's like to have like another half, like a best friend. And so I'm like, oh my God.
Guys, did you catch that? Guys,
clip that
guys,
right now.
Kira just called me her best friend. Like BFF?
Like BFFs. Really? Literally BFFs.
Really? Can we make a monument to celebrate in Minecraft?
Yeah, we can. Okay. Are you kidding?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Oh my God, guys, we're best friends.
Yeah, and I've never had like a friend like that since I was a kid, like in the kindergarten. Yes.
Oh my God, are you for serious? I need to retire that one, guys.
Are you for serious? I love it though. It's funny. We're around each other too much.
You know, I feel like I haven't felt like that since high school. And even in high school, like I've always been a trio girly.
Me
like,
too.
I've always been. Oh, it's coming from my phone. Guys, it's Daniel Noob Destroyer's Instagram story. It's like, where is the heavy metal music coming from?
I was just going to say, what's with the heavy metal?
No, I've always been in trios, and I love my trios, and I love my girls, but, mm-hmm. like, it's so nice to, like, and I feel like this in so many ways up here, too, where it's, like, I have so many friends where I'm, like, oh, my God, like, we're friends in an individual kind of way. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm friends with you, and I'm friends with you, and I'm friends with you, but all of us together aren't, like, we're all yeah. friends, but we're not, like a trio, you yeah. know? And I think that's really special.
Yeah, because every single group that I had growing up was always trios, but I was always the odd one out. So, like, because everyone knows that it's a secret rule that there's always a duo and a trio.
Duo. You know, I had one of those in first year. Turns out they're just dating.
They were actually just into each other just the whole time. Yeah. So, like, I feel like that's, like, kind of an okay exception.
I don't know if they're listening, but if you are, I love you guys.
Yes, and you are my favorite couple. I told you this to your face the last time I was at your house, actually, but you guys are my favorite couple. And mm-hmm. anyway, shout out to you guys.
Shout out.
Yeah.
They know who they are.
They know exactly who they are.
What are the odds they're actually listening? If you guys are listening right now, if you guys are listening when I show up tonight...
Give them a code word.
I'll give you guys shots. If you guys tell me right now, what should the code word be?
Ka-chow. Sorry, there's a Lightning McQueen thing.
Okay.
On the window. Ka-chow. Okay, if you're listening to this, you have to say ka-chow.
You guys tell us ka-chow, and I'll give you however many shots you want, okay?
Mm-hmm. I told one of them that I'm like, hey, if you guys aren't doing anything, like, before we get there, you guys should, like, listen to the radio, maybe, like, mm-hmm. perchance.
Yes. Well, like, I'll give you the limoncello, I'll give you the whiskey, I'll give you the vodka, like, I'll give you the blue raspberry vodka, I'll give you my joints. Like, if you guys are listening right now, like, ka-chow, okay?
Oh my God. You know, we've been on for 15 minutes and we've barely talked about books.
What? It's been 15 whole minutes? Girl, I thought it had been like 7, maybe 8. That's it.
We're just yappers. God. Sorry, guys.
Hey guys. How's your day going?
Oh yeah, we didn't even ask you guys. That's our bad.
Are you guys doing okay? My name is Carissa and this is Kira.
Yeah, my name is Kira you want.
We're your hosts tonight. Or Car.
Car. Sorry, vroom vroom
vroom vroom.
Yeah, her contact name in my phone is a F1 car emoji.
Of course it is. At least it's like Tate McRae. Every single time that I introduce myself as Car at like a party or something, somebody always goes like vroom vroom. And I have to, yeah,
yeah, like vroom, yeah, vroom.
Like vroom vroom.
That's really smart of you. Yeah, like vroom vroom
vroom vroom.
Oh my gosh. Okay. What are the random things we were supposed to talk about?
Oh, I wanted to talk about our Spotify Wrapped.
Oh. Because I have a bone to pick.
Why don't you go and then I'll add?
Okay. So I listened to a Coconut Mall for my studying. So when I'm writing an essay, when I'm studying for a test, I'll listen to Coconut Mall on repeat. And there's a specific playlist that plays Coconut Mall for 10 hours straight on Spotify. And I listened to it every time, but there's one song of, wait, how many times is it in here?
Oh, I like that Spotify Wrapped this year told you how many times you have listened to each song.
Yeah.
Because like for the past few years, people have been like, no, like it's not accurate, it's fake, it's not right. And it's like, okay, you want to keep questioning us?
Receipts?
Here
you
are the
receipts. Yeah.
Yes. Sorry, I just kicked you.
No, you're so good. Let me find the listening. Wait, what category was that? Listening club or whatever?
I don't know. For like your how many times you listen to the song? Yeah. Oh, it's in your top songs playlist.
Oh, it is? Okay, hold on.
She's taking too long, so I'm going to take over.
Okay. Oh,
did you get it? Okay.
Yeah, I did.
Go for
Coconut
it.
Coconut Mall is my top one.
How many times?
It doesn't say.
What?
I know it does say at some point, but it doesn't tell me right this second. But it was, I remember the number and it was over 500.
Are you serious?
I'm being so for serious.
Oh my God. That's actually insane. Okay. But keep in mind, like Kira listens to this to study.
I do actually. I do listen to it to study. I listen to it when I'm writing an essay. It's a bit of an issue because sometimes I'll like connect the Bluetooth to my car, and I forget that I was studying the last time I was listening to Spotify, and then a full blast Coconut Mall will just start playing in my car, and it's actually really scary sometimes.
Okay, what I was gonna tell you earlier, you know whose top song was also Coconut Mall?
Who?
Nicole.
Really?
Yeah.
No way. Does she do the same thing for studying?
She said she only did it like once or twice too.
Oh my God.
That was her top song. Guys, Nicole is my roommate and she's like the exact opposite person that you'd expect to have Coconut Mall as her top
that's
song.
That's so funny, actually, I have to say. Oh, I listened to it 332 times this year.
Damn. That's crazy.
And I think the next one is like 60 something times. Was like the next one up for how long I listened to it, which is crazy actually. Mm-hmm. But yeah, my other top songs were Northern Attitude with Noah Conan featuring Hozier, From Eden, Would That I, and Someone New from Hozier, all from Hozier. Can you guess who my top artist was?
Probably Hozier.
How did you know? How?
Just a guess, a neander.
And then I had Noah Conan there. Sabrina Carpenter was also a top artist. The fucking arcade player that did Mario Kart Coconut Mall was also in my top artists. And then Jorge Rivera, hold on, I'm so sorry, let me pull up his name so I don't, okay, Jorge Rivera Horans, is he did like the Epic musical, for those of you who know what that is. Anyway, sorry, you go.
No, you're good. That's a good list, I think.
Yeah, I think if Coconut Mall didn't fuck it up,
I'm happy for you. Okay, my top artists were Taylor Swift, surprise, surprise.
Shocker.
Gracie Abrams, Tate McRae, Noah Kahan, and the Glee cast.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
My top album was So Close to What by Tate McRae, which I was happy with.
Yeah.
But okay, my top songs. My number one top song was Revolving Door by Tate McRae. We were just talking about
this.
We were.
I told her to play Revolving Door and she was like, no.
I wanted to play one of the new songs, guys, from her Deluxe. So Close to What Deluxe. Go listen to it. It's actually so good. It's like, I'm obsessed with it. I listen to these songs in the shower and you know what? If I had one of those playlists, like they'd probably be on there.
Oh, yeah.
I started. 'Cause
some of them are good.
Yes. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Dear God would be on there. Trying On Shoes would definitely be on there. But no. Ooh. Yeah. But I tried to make one of those playlists like a while ago, probably back in first year. And it, like, I think I called it like Red Lights or something.
That's really funny.
Because I didn't want someone to stumble on there because I wasn't even thinking about just making it private. And I didn't want somebody to see it and be like, why do you have a, like, it's just a sex playlist. So I called it Red LED Lights. And the only song on there was West Coast by Lana Del Rey.
One song for a playlist?
Just one. You know what? At the time, it wasn't going past that anyways. So.
Oh my God. That's actually hilarious. For those of you that get the reference.
I hope nobody's listening to this.
I hope at least one person is listening
to
this.
I hope at least one person who does not know me is listening to this.
I hope there's a rando out there somewhere who's listening.
Hi, mommy.
Oh, I don't think my mom's listening to this. But hi, mom, if you are. Hello.
So no, Revolving Door, I listened to 73 times. And then it was Dear God, It's Okay, I'm Okay, Purple Lace Bra. And then, sorry, my mom just like your mother's. And I just don't understand what she means by that. Aw, Dominic's listening too. Dominic is my op right now because he's not in the studio, but he texted me saying that I wasn't his op. But
oh, really?
Yeah, I was like, how sweet. And he's listening to the show. Hey, Dominic.
Oh, this is the playlist. Okay. Okay, sorry. You go.
So my number five is Do I Ever Cross Your Mind by Somber. And I was like, I really liked that song during the summer. But then September came and Somber started being a huge creep at his concerts, and he was making like sex jokes to like a 13-year-old crowd, and then he admitted that he was making like that he knew that his crowd was 13 years old and he was still making those sex jokes. And he was like, oh, like bark for me. Like, oh, I like it like that. Things like that. In front of this young crowd. So I was like, oh my God, creep. And I haven't listened to his music since. And it's in my Spotify Wrapped. And the worst part is that if my number six song is Blood on My Hands by Tate McRae. So I would have had a full shout-out of Tate McRae if I had listened to Blood on My Hands one more time.
Oh.
It's one stream behind.
Damn.
Okay. Oh, wait. My mom said she meant like, oh, I hope no one's listening, like your mother. Sorry, Mom. I love you. Whoops.
Hi, Chris's mom.
Hey, Mom, do you remember Kira?
Hi.
Okay, what were you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to say that I found the playlist where it says like how many times I played each song. Mm-hmm. And my next one, so Coconut Mall, as a reminder, everybody, was 332 times. The next one was Northern Attitude with 84.
Damn, you beat me.
Really?
Yeah, my top one was 73.
I have one playlist that I listen to, which is Hozier and Noah Kahan. And it's
over and over and over again. And every single time I go into Kira's car, she gives me her phone and she says, okay, you can have Vox, but I put a playlist on. And it is the same Hozier and Noah Kahan playlist every single time. And I have to go in there and I have to go, okay, Kira, like I'm going to put some new stuff in here. And then I go and I put all the new songs in there that I know Kira would never be listening to normally, because she only listens to music as if you were in a freaking forest or field fighting werewolves and walking through fog.
I take that as a compliment, though. I also listen to musicals too, and I listen to some rock music too when I'm at the gym. Like, I'm surprised ICP wasn't part of my top listen. Sports Car is up there though with 61.
Sports Car.
But like, yeah, and then the next one down from Northern Attitude is From Eden, which is 78.
Damn.
Yeah.
She's listening to music, guys.
Yeah, wait, what's my least one? What's the one at the bottom? Oh, yeah, the ones at the bottoms are all from the one from my gym playlist mainly.
I love my gym playlist, but I only listen to like a few of the songs on it now. Like originally, like I used to go through it all, but now there's like four key songs that can really get me through like the hard times if I'm at the gym, and I just have to listen to those four. Like if I'm running, I can listen to Sing for the Moment by Eminem, Fighter by Darren Criss from Glee.
Oh my God.
Run Boy Run. I don't know who that song is by. Or Run for the Hills by Tate McRae. And that's about it. Like, those are the only songs that I can listen to when I'm like running now.
Which is crazy. I listen to a lot of Nickelback. Nickelback, ICP. I have Dragula by Zombie on there.
Dragula.
I also have one singular Tate McRae song, and that's Sports Car.
Yeah, I can see that.
But yeah, I also I have Aerosmith on there too. I have like a bunch of random songs like Punk Tactics on there.
She's saying all this because I just outed her for her music taste.
Yeah, actually, like, I am.
Like, actually, I actually listen to a lot of different stuff. I did that with my dad once, and he was like, you only listen to Taylor Swift. And I was like, let me read you my artist. And then I started, and he goes, Chrissy, you know what? I don't even care who you're listening to. I didn't ask.
Oh, that sounds something my dad would do, too.
I was like, you can't complain and then not listen. Hello?
I'm defending myself.
Yes. You gotta let a girl.
And I also have Sir Mix-a-Lot on there, and that was everything I had to say. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. What's That's next good. On your list?
Next on my list of discussions? I thought it would flow naturally.
God.
Like, get on it, Kira. Start flowing. Oh my God. My roommate Nicole is doing she's doing a presentation today on Flow, the period app, and about how they had been like stealing data and selling it to
Which
Google
is
and Facebook.
Crazy, because I've had Flow since my period started when I was 12. Like, I had that app for like 8 years now. No, I'm going on 9.
Are you still using it?
No. I switched to Stardust.
Okay. Yeah, no. So she's doing that, and she started talking to me about it earlier. I was eating my dinner on the couch. She's like, yeah, I'm doing this presentation on Flow and about how they're selling data. And I'm like, how the heck would Flow even sell anybody's data? Like, how are you putting data into there? And I was so confused because I was thinking about Flow Free, the app where you connect the color lines together.
Oh my God.
And she spent like the next 20 minutes lecturing me about how dumb I am for thinking of a video game instead of Flow, the period app. And she's like somebody could be breaking into the house and Cursor would just be sitting there playing Flow Free. Like, God, I don't even have the app.
Oh my God, that's like, and I think Flow was actually made by men too. Like, it's
are you
I'm almost positive.
That's crazy. Yeah. What right does a man have to go and make a period app?
Literally none. What the fuck do you know?
Right?
Like
no uterus, no opinion. Hello.
Yeah, and it also was never accurate. Like, it never, my period never came when it told me it was going to come. But Stardust, it comes the same time every single time.
Damn.
Yeah. I'm also on, like, birth control, though, so that helps.
Yes. Up close and personal, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Hey, guys.
Get to know the deep us, I guess.
In case you didn't know, Kira is on birth control.
Yeah. Shit.
I'm not. Surprise.
I use it to regulate my period because it used to be like, because I only have this information like because Flo, because I tracked it. My shortest cycle was 23 days and my longest was 57, I think. And it would fluctuate. So I never knew when my next period was going to be.
That's actually insane.
Yeah. Like there were times when I went like 2 months without getting my period.
Can so we be like, so TMI? I'm so sorry for Dominic, who I don't know if he's even still listening to this.
Watching.
If there's anyone listening to this and we're just talking about periods, like, you know what?
We're
if,
taking a break from the books.
If you're a man, then you're getting cultured right now. If you're Nate, my station manager, then like, I don't know. Talk to Gabe.
I feel like this feels more just like a regular podcast now than like a book podcast.
You know what? I sat down with Nate when I started Bookmarked and I was like, hey, so I've been doing after class for this many years now. And I've been trying to think of book ideas, but in all seriousness, like sometimes I just want to yap. And he's like, you know what? It's your show. You can do whatever you want. I was like, okay.
So we're doing whatever we want.
Yeah. I actually have like I don't have the best period ever, but I luck out so bad. I have like the shittiest cramps and they're terrible. Oh. And they happen a week before. Also, the week before my period, I'm the moodiest bitch in the whole land. If I'm ever like especially moody, you know what? Don't say this to me. Don't be like, Chris, are you getting your period? Because I'll probably bite your head off.
No, she might actually just strangle you with your bare hand, with her bare hands, I think.
Yes, but the week before, I'm just a monster. But my period only lasts like 3 days.
Mine's the same. Mine lasts like, because I get mine either on Wednesdays or Thursdays, and then it stops on Sunday or Monday, which is when I start taking my hormone pill again. Because like, there's a week where you take like sugar placebo ones. So like, it lasts from the Wednesday to Thursday when I start taking like in my placebo week, and then it starts again on the Monday after I start taking the regular ones again.
I actually hated birth control. I did it like I was on it in high school, and it was like the worst like weight fluctuation that I've ever seen.
Oh really?
Yeah, I was like, it actually destroyed my body image. I was like, okay, I can't do that anymore. I had to get off of it.
I've heard a lot of like horror stories for that. I think I got really lucky because I got like I said, I got super lucky. It cleared up my skin. I haven't had that many issues with like any weight fluctuations. It didn't help with my cramps. Like all it did was what it was prescribed to do, which is to help me like keep track of my my period so that I wouldn't wait 2 months wondering, huh, when's my period gonna be? And also if I go on vacation, I can like rearrange when I take my pills so I can get my period whenever I want.
Yes, I think that's so cool how you can do that. For those of you who don't know this, which most of the girls who have like dabbled I think should, but with birth control, you can just keep taking the pink pills and you can just skip your period. You only need about 3 to 4 periods for a whole year. So you could just continue to take pink pills and then never get your period.
Yeah, there's I have a friend who I was in high school with. She does it. So she takes pills and she gets her period once every 3 months.
Like, yes. Like, I don't know what the side effects of doing that are and like doing it in the long term.
But yeah, because like, I know like if you don't get your period at all, it like it totally fucks with your hormones. Like it makes you a completely different person. But I also got really lucky with that. I didn't have any like emotional side effects either. Like I didn't get overly like depressed or anything like that. So I guess I got really, really lucky with that one. But I will say though, sometimes the first time I forgot my pill for 2 days straight. Mm-hmm. So now this was not my brightest moment. Okay. I took 3 at once,
Kira,
to catch up, and then I got my period for 2 weeks straight.
Oh my God. I used to get so scared because I had this huge fear of throwing up. So whenever I'd miss a pill and I'd have to take 2 the next day, like I would be on edge like for the longest time.
Oh really?
Mm-hmm.
I just take the L and I'm like, okay, I'll just shorten my placebo week then, I guess.
That's funny. Yeah, no, I used to have, like, at the end of every pack, I got so bad at being consistent with it that I would have, like, 7 or 8 packs that just had, like, 2 pills left over. And I'd just carry them around, like, oh, emergency 2 pills in case
plan
I forget
B
again.
In my pocket. Because it's, like...
Pocket plan B, new business idea, guys.
No, literally. Because, like, for birth control to work, if you are using it to, like, as, like, a contraceptive, like, it only works if you take it at the same time every day. Like, if you take it at 9 p.m., like that day, and then you take it at like 11:30 p.m. the next day, like it's not going to work properly, and you still have a possibility of like conception. Like mm-hmm. It's actually insane. Like it's so specific,
guys. There's always a possibility of conception. Wear a condom.
Yeah, like birth control is only so much effective. Like,
and guys, you can still get AIDS too. So you should be wearing a condom too.
Protection. We're all for protection, responsibility in this
house. Yes. Welcome to Bookmark, the podcast about sex.
The podcast where we give sex advice and inform men about contraceptives like birth control.
Oh my God.
I think we did a really good job of that. Mm-hmm. And also, for those of you who don't know, you can still get your period while pregnant. It's called
that's
like,
my biggest fear. That's
like,
why I was
something
like,
shedding. Like yes. It's not actually a period, but it appears as a period and has all the same symptoms, like, which is what phantom or not sorry cryptic pregnancies come from.
Yes, I was like, what if I was having a cryptic pregnancy and I just didn't know?
Yeah, because there's so many stories of people who like they never show they got their period the entire time. They literally did not know they're pregnant till they were actively pushing the baby.
Biggest fear.
Yeah,
biggest fear ever. Imagine just one day you pushing out a baby and you have no idea.
But also imagine trying for a baby, then you finally get pregnant, and then you don't show at all, and you don't get have a baby bump.
That's the best part of the whole pregnancy is the baby bump.
Yeah, because it's cute and everybody treats you like a princess.
Yes.
You get to cut lines, you get to park in the closer spot.
Imagine too like you're sitting on your couch and you could just put your like your plate of food right on your baby bump.
Free table. Oh my God. And then you get like bleeding for like 10 weeks after, but like you don't have it for like 8-10 months. Yes. So I feel like it's kind of like a give and take.
There you
a
go.
Little bit.
Cycle of life. Okay, so gay books, guys.
Oh shit, yeah. Yeah. The gays, you know?
The gays.
Right.
Yeah, let's talk about men for a minute, okay?
Oh, okay.
Let's give the men what they want, which is to hear about some gay relationships.
Yeah, because I feel like all men are secretly a little gay.
Yes. I've never met a man who I've said like truly been convinced is 100% straight. Have you?
No.
Like, even the men where you're like, oh yeah, you're definitely straight, like you could still do it.
Because most straight men, I feel like, have a like hate women just a little bit. I'm like, if you really like women, why would you hate them at all? Like,
exactly.
you're too close to your friends. I think you have a little gay crush, and that's okay.
Yes.
Like, it's okay to be gay. Guys.
Everybody, I want everyone to know that if you're gay, we're not going to judge you.
No, this is a safe space.
Safe space ASMR.
Yes. Oh my God, I love her. We're bringing back some ideas from last week. Or no, 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago. Insanity, it's been that long. Oh my goodness.
My mom is asking about my brother and if I think he is an exception to this every man is a little bit gay rule.
And is he?
No, because I think if my brother hates women the way that I think my brother hates women, he can't be fully straight. He's got to be a little bit gay.
Oh my God, I forgot about your brother. Oh my God, I forgot about the lore.
Poor guy.
Yeah. That's unfortunate. Yeah, I feel like men who hate women that much are gay.
Yes, like at least a little bit. Like you are fighting something inside yourself.
Yeah, because like, because all women like women a little bit.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's universally agreed upon that women do like women a little bit in some capacity because we're so upset that we have to, that some of us really do just like are attracted to men, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. Shit.
Crazy.
Do I have time to pull up a Am I the Asshole story?
I did that in like first year, I think. You can go for it. I feel like some of these, I feel like Am I the Asshole stories are so obvious. Like you're like every almost every single one. It's like, how are you questioning this right now? Because like...
I want one to be like, am I the asshole for punching my mom in the face? I feel like some of these, like, obvious, there's an obvious asshole, but it's just so interesting to, like,
to hear,
to read anyway.
I like hearing drama when it's not my own drama. Like, I don't like having a lot of drama in my life because who needs that stress? But, like, if somebody comes up to me and is like, oh, like, this happened between these two people, I absolutely eat it up.
I do. I eat up other people's drama.
Yes. Oh, can we talk about the gym for just a minute?
Of course, of course.
There's this guy at the gym, and I'm not going to describe him because I just don't think that's nice.
Yeah.
He's fit. Like, he looks fine. Like, he looks nice. And, like, as nice as a man is, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, as nice as a man can truly get. Me and my roommate go to the gym every single day that she's home. So we usually go Monday through Thursday. And then if she's home for the weekend, then we'll also go that full weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, for the past, like two weeks, has been at the gym almost every single time that we have, and he's always there. So Nicole and I will do, like, we'll do arms or we'll do legs, and then we always end with cardio.
Mm-hmm.
And every single time we're on the treadmills, he is there. And we've been going for, like, the past 3 days at completely different times. Like, we went at 9 a.m. today. We've been going at 4 p.m. Like, last week we went at, like, 3. I went over the weekend on Saturday at 6, and he was there. Every single time we go to the gym, this man is there. And we're like, how are you? Like, you know when it's like, oh, like, you go at a different time and you see the same people and you're like, do you live here?
Yeah.
So originally we were like, oh my God, there he is again. And then, like, the fact that we keep going at different times and he's always there
is a bit sus.
Right? Like, how is this man doing this? I don't understand. And there's also, I love the, like, gym regulars, because there are some girls at the gym who I see all the time. I'm like, yes, you're fit. You've got this. Like, you look like you're doing great. You're so consistent. And I'm, like, hyping you up in my head. Now, I'm too scared to actually go up to people at the gym and be like, yo, like,
it's intimidating.
I'm so proud of the fact that every time I'm here, I see you here. And, like, you're on that grind, you know? Like, I can't go and do that. But, like, in my head, I'm cheering these people on. But I think it's so interesting. It's, like, my gym celebrities versus my campus celebrities. And when I see someone that I usually see at the gym on campus, I get freaked out. I'm like, oh, really? Oh my God. Like, I'm like, oh, no. You're, like, I'm only supposed to see you at the gym. I'm not supposed to see you on campus. Like, this is freaky.
There was a guy that I was talking to in first year. And I called him Mr. Ambiguous because for reasons I won't say. But my high school friends, we all knew him because I was ranting about him, and he ghosted me. And my one friend, Samaya, hi Samaya, would see him on campus everywhere or see his doppelgangers. Like, because he has a very, like, specific face, not in a bad way, but, like, she would see him everywhere. She'd be like, oh my God, Kira, like, I just saw Mr. Ambiguous. I'm like, what do you mean? Again, like, you saw him last week. And she's like, I know. Like, he's always around Laz. And we haven't had a signing in a really long time, actually, now that I think about it.
Campus celebrities are actually, like, crazy to think about to me. Like, it's one of my favorite things. And in first year, me and Ava and Aislinn, who are on here a few weeks ago, we had made, like, a collective list of every single one of our campus celebrities, and we had the most absurd nicknames for all of them. But there are so many people that, like, I'll still see. I'm like, it's so crazy. Like, I don't know these people, but they're everywhere. And that's why I'm a huge, huge supporter of this whole, like, simulation thing, where it's like, oh, the whole world is a simulation, and I'll look at things too long, or I'll think about things for a certain amount of time, and I'm like, no, that's not real.
Mm-hmm.
And I was saying that, and I was really feeling, like, philosophical for a while. I was like, this is crazy. Like, this is what the philosophers felt like when they came up with something new.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, my God.
Like, I feel like I'm making a discovery. And then the earth shot me down and gave me sleep paralysis.
Oh, my God.
And I was, like, I was laying in bed, and I couldn't, and I was hearing someone at the door, and I thought my roommate Aislinn was at the door. I was like, oh, my God. Like, I need to get up to talk to Aislinn right now. Like, I need to get up. And I was seeing weird shapes in my brain, and I couldn't wake up. And I was like, I was telling myself in my room, like, you have to wake up. And I couldn't physically move, and I couldn't get up. And when I finally woke up, I was like, I was saying in my brain, like, over and over, I was just going like, help, 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 help. So I was like, oh, I have to put the simulation stuff to a rest now, because the earth is telling me something right now.
That's kind of insane, I feel like.
They're telling me I need to stop. But, like, all the time when I'm on campus, I'll be in the most random spot at the most random time of day, and I will see these people. And I'm like, what I keep thinking is that, like, oh, like, like they're just spawning in characters. Like there is a set of frequently used characters.
Mm-hmm.
And when, like, I think about this in Peter's building. So Peter's building has a ginormous hole through the roof that goes up through all three layers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So if you're in the top floor of Peter's, you can look down through the hole and see everything. And one morning, it was like 6:30 in the morning, and I was studying. And I went out there and I looked down. And I had seen somebody, like one of my campus celebrities, just walk through there. And I was like, why would she be here at 6:30 in the morning right now? Why her of all people? She's not, like, her major too is like, it's biology and chemistry. Like, she wouldn't be in Peter's building. I'm like, the simulation just spawned in one of the current, the simulation literally just spawned in one of the relevant characters. They're like, oh, she's looking down here. Let's put someone there walking. Like, let's add a couple people in there. And they grabbed one of the frequent ones because it was right there at the top, you know? So they're like, oh, we need to get a person quick. And they just clicked one of them in the key people. And they dragged her in, and then she walked by. And I was like, I think about that all the time, because now whenever I see people like that, I'm like, oh, like, you were spawned there.
Oh, my God.
Kira's like, okay, like, cool story, but, like, I have my Am I the Asshole thing pulled up, so can we move on, please?
I'm sorry. Hold on.
She's not even denying it, guys.
I love Am I the Asshole stories, and I know a really good one to share.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, are we ready? Because this one's a doozy. Can I read you the title?
Yeah.
And it's not because it's obvious. It's more only just a story. But I just, with the topics we've been talking about, I feel like this would fit really well. And I feel like it's just really interesting and like gobsmacking, you know?
Yes.
Okay, wait, let me get comfortable here. That was my phone hitting the table. I'm sorry, everybody. Okay, ready?
Yep.
Okay. So this is technically under r/BORU updates or BOR updates. My mother-in-law asked my husband to subscribe to her OnlyFans to support her.
What the fuck?
Oh my God. Okay. Posting this on my personal page because the original was removed. Throwaway account for obvious reasons. My mother-in-law, 40F, has always been very open about sex. When I first met my husband, she managed a sex toy store about a year ago when she started working towards a degree on sexual health and wellness. She nude models for a local artist, and around a month ago, she started an OnlyFans account. Sex, and an openness about it, has always been an extraordinarily normal thing for her. I have absolutely nothing against her working in the sex industry. That's her forte, and I'm happy that she's doing well and enjoying what she does. However, I've had some slight concerns about it before. Not specifically her working in the sex industry or her openness in general, more so how open she is, especially with her own kids. For example, my husband and I started dating in high school when she was managing the sex store. When she would come home from work, she would stop into my husband's, boyfriend at the time's, room and hand us some sample sizes of different lubes and sensation creams, saying, I thought you guys might want to try some of these. It always made us both pretty uncomfortable, and it was extremely awkward to have my boyfriend's mom hand me things to try sexually with her son. But nonetheless, the most conversation that my husband and I ever had about it back then was about how awkward it was. Awkward and uncomfortable enough that we never actually used those things. They just piled up on a shelf by his bed. Another time while we were dating, fresh out of high school, we were hanging out around with his sisters. His mom was still working at the sex toy shop. Once in a while, she would come home with silly toys, and on this night, she walked in with a 1-foot-long glittery dildo. She playfully whipped it around us like a sword. His sister screamed and ran from her. And for a while, we all laughed and had fun about it, snatching it from another and chasing each other around with the glittery schlong. Eventually, my husband's sister, 17 at the time, said something like, Mom, you better not have brought that home to use. That's crazy. My husband chimed off an ew, saying he didn't need to think about that. And his mom laughed and replied, Oh no, that's silicone. You know the toys I use are glass. Again, my husband made a weird face but didn't say anything. When we got to his room, I said that it was weird that his mom talked to her children about what she uses to get her rocks off. And he said that she's always been way too open about things that none of them wanted to know, and that she's always been this way, so he's just gotten used to tuning it out. As time went on, I got used to the openness, and it was just being too open about personal stuff within conversation. However, yesterday, the openness went too far. My husband and I were sitting in our living room watching TV. My husband got a text from his mom and opened it and had a visceral reaction. He tossed his phone down, stood up, walked away from it with his hands over his face while saying things like, oh my God, and holy shit under his breath. Naturally, I thought that someone had died, so I started frantically asking what was wrong. And all he said was that he didn't even want to open his phone again. I asked again what was wrong, and he told me that his mom just sent him pictures. I was confused, but my concern started to grow. I asked what he meant by pictures, and he hesitated before saying, I don't want to ask you to look, but I can't open it back up to delete it myself, so I need you to do it. My stomach dropped. I opened his phone to see what was there, and I immediately felt nauseous. There was a text that read, hey, I know you're always supported me, and I wanted to see if you'd be willing to subscribe to my OnlyFans so I can get my numbers up while I'm still getting started. Of course, I don't expect you or want you to look through it, but the more subscriber numbers I have, the more engagement I can get. So I was also wondering if you'd be willing to share my link to some of your friends at work. Husband is in a male-dominated blue-collar job. The pics I included are to send to them with the link. Don't tell them I'm your mom. And under it was the pictures. There were three nude photos of his mother, and not just naked in a mirror or pics of boobs kind of photos. They were full-on pornographic photos. One of her tied up in BDSM gear. One of her face... Oh God, I'm really sorry, guys. With her face down, ass up on her bed, and one with her legs spread with a dildo halfway in her mouth. His mother, who birthed him.
Imagine, like, there's someone and they're using a glass dildo and it breaks inside of them.
Have you been thinking about that the whole time?
A little bit. Like, that would hurt a lot.
Oh my God. Okay, my blood was boiling. I deleted what she sent, and my husband and I were both silent for a moment. I didn't know what else to say or do, so I broke my silence by asking, what now? My husband told me to block his mom on his phone, so I did. I asked if this was something his mom had done before, and he said no. He asked me that in the past, he told me that in the past she'd asked if he wanted to see pictures of the drawing she posed for. He always felt a bit guilty saying no, so he simply didn't respond when she asked, and she never sent it. Then my husband went pale and started walking to the bathroom saying he felt sick. While he's in the bathroom, I blocked his mom on my cell as well, including her social medias. When my husband came out of the bathroom, he called his sister. He asked her if she was with her mom. And when she said no, he explained to her what had just gone down, and his sister was also speechless. Then he asked her not to say anything to other family members right now and explained that neither him or I would be in contact with their mom for a while. He also told her that anytime we were home for a visit, he would let his sister know that they could plan to see them, but his mom would not be included in those plans from here on out. My mother-in-law quickly realized that she was blocked on everything by the both of us, and by that night, she had a whole family blowing up our phones asking why. The constant messages haven't stopped, and so far, we've muted our phones as we don't know what to say. How do you explain that your mother sent you homemade porn?
I think by saying just that. Like, why did you block her? Why did you block her? Because she sent me nude photos, and I am her son.
Oh my God.
That's so weird. Like, that's... do you think that actually happened, or do you think that's fake?
Because I know some people write these just for, like, the fuck of it.
Right?
There's a couple of updates, but they're mainly just, like, explaining more backgrounds. They also say that the mother-in-law is not this much when it comes to the sister-in-laws. And she assumed it's because they're younger, but the pictures being sent only to my husband hammered the nail into the covert incest coffin, is how they put it.
Ew.
So very much, like, the mom... actually being in love with her son trope.
That's actually, like, so unbelievably nasty.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, like, kind of insane. And they talk about how they're going to therapy after that, but they were going before. And the comments are like, there's not enough therapy.
To get those images out of your head too.
Yeah.
And the fact that she's like, hey, can you, like, share this with your coworkers?
No, like, can you send this to guys that you see every day? But don't tell them I'm your mom. Just tell them, oh, hey, I know I'm married and I'm super happy in my life, but, like, there's this OnlyFans account that I want you guys to follow, even though you're all also probably married and happy with your wife. Like, that just makes no sense to me, right? And it's just insane.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like, it does definitely borderline on the whole, like, incestual, like, mother-loving son type thing. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. But yeah, I remember reading that story, like, or not reading it. I heard it on a podcast, and I just figured that you would find it
disgusting.
Yeah.
No. So I'm gonna definitely go with not the asshole for blocking, because no, I would have been no contact after, like, the beginning stuff.
No,
because,
like, what do you mean you were bringing home lube for your 17-year-old?
Literally,
like.
Like, no, that's weird.
Who, like, I get, like, maybe buying your son condoms and being like, oh, like I don't want to, I don't want to hear about it, but, like, be safe, wear protection, like, don't be an idiot.
And, like, oh, this will feel good. No.
No, like, why are you telling me, like, oh, like, I think this would be fun, and also bringing home a 1 foot long glittery dildo.
One foot is
it,
big, too.
They were whipping it around like a sword. Like, hello? Like, what do you mean? God. insanity. And the Yucky. Fact that the mom was like, oh no, I use glass. I would never use silicone.
Glasses. Can we go back to glass? Can we go back to glass, please? What do you mean glass?
Yeah, because like, I think they do like a certain type of like tempered glass where it's like solid. I'm kind of, I really don't.
Don't want, Google
I'm
it.
I'm not Googling it. I'm getting rid of the, I'm just closing some of my tabs, but like.
Getting rid of the evidence.
Yeah, actually. But no, that's like, it has to be solid glass because if it's hollow in any way, shape or form, like that is cracking inside of you, I fear.
Ouch. Like, and then it could get pushed up further. Like.
Yeah, like it's like once it's Christmas season, people put the videos of like the glass Christmas tree decor like in HomeSense and they're like, okay everybody, I don't want to see this
outside
the-
you
yes I don't want to see this in the ER this year, okay.
I like those videos with the crystals and they're doing crystal packaging videos and then they have to specify and they're like, this is for external massaging,
yes,
not internal massaging.
Like, stick with a flared base and don't be an idiot.
Exactly. Like, hey guys, rate me and Kira on the podcast 1 out of 10.
Oh yeah.
Do you think Kira should be a more permanent addition to the show? Let me know in the comments.
I didn't give you guys a chance to speak. Shit, my bad.
Yeah, Kira, let the audience go for it. The comment section is my phone number. If you have it, text me. If you don't, here it is. 416. Oh, okay, what were you going to say? I think they've had enough time.
Oh, I was just going to say that, like, I really do like being on here. It's really, really fun just yapping for a while. Yes. And it's kind of got me back into reading because I hadn't read a book till you gave me the deal. But, like, having a deadline for needing to read it, like, really helped me, like, get out of, like, a reading slump.
I have so many. Let's talk for, we have time because Dominic's not coming on today.
Okay.
I have so many different, like, things that I've planned for next semester, too. Mm-hmm. I do want to do a really good deep dive into Heated Rivalry, but I want to do that after the show's out. So, the episodes are coming out every Friday. I think there's 6 episodes.
Okay.
So, I'm going to wait until the show's over. I want to go into the Twisted series, my one and only biggest op of all time. My friend Ian, who we've been talking about Ian for the last 3 years and he's never came on to the show.
Has he not been on yet?
No. In first year too, we like threatened Ian on the radio too. We sent him a note and we're like, listen to the radio at this time. And then we came on here and we gave him like a coded threatening message.
That's so funny actually.
Oh my God, what a nerd. It was fun though. But yeah, no, we've been talking about Ian. He's never been on. So we're going to try and get Ian on the radio next semester.
Oh my God, have him read Heated Rivalry.
I just don't see the problem with that is like, I know what I read, but I don't need everybody knowing what I read. You know?
I would read Heated Rivalry so I could talk about it with you.
Would you really?
I would.
I will lend it to you. It's fantastic.
I would read anything for you.
Aww.
Mm-hmm.
Guys. This is friendship.
I read a hockey romance for you.
I know. Hockey romance is good. Hockey romance is like the only straight romance that I usually enjoy. Except a lot of them have been letting me down. Like Icebreaker was terrible.
Yeah, that's one. That's like with the figure skater, right?
Yeah, they had sex in an Uber while their friends were sitting next to them.
What?
Yeah. Like imagine you're just enjoying your Uber ride home and you look over and two people are having sex.
Like it was it? Okay, this is how I'm picturing it. Correct me if I'm wrong. So my guess is that the Uber was full. He was sitting and then she sits on his lap, but then they do a little like shimmy and then secretly like he's in, you know, and then the whole Uber ride home, they don't really move. They just like they rely on the road being bumpy to do all the work for them. That's how I'm picturing that.
Kind of. So like the Uber was full. They were singing Cruel Summer by Taylor Swift.
To Cruel Summer?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. My God, not a sexy song.
No. And he was sitting there, she was on top of him, and it was like finger. Like, she was just like, yeah, he had his fingers up, and she was on.
So, like, he had his fingers, like, sitting in his lap like this.
Yeah.
And did she not, like...
I'm assuming she was in a skirt.
What happened to wearing shorts under our skirts, guys?
Right? Like,
bring that back.
Please. Don't let that happen again. I was like floored. It was, ugh.
Because, like, why? Okay, I'm a huge believer in that you should not be having sex in public places, like with other people, like including your friends. Like if we are in a dorm room and I'm sleeping in the bed next to you and you have your boyfriend over and y'all are fucking while I'm sleeping, that's uncomfortable.
No, like if it's like one of the double dorm rooms.
Yeah. Like not like the ones like with
if
like
you
doors.
Guys, if you guys don't have walls, then you shouldn't be like make the roommate leave. Like if you want to have sex that badly in your double dorm, just say like, hey, like my boyfriend is coming over. Could you maybe give us a couple hours?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, a couple hours is generous, but
yeah. One song, West Coast by Lana Del Rey. And then you can come back in. Just listen. Okay.
When the song is over, give us like 30 seconds for like a quick read, like quick change. Quick and then you're good. Yeah.
And then you can come on inside.
Yeah. And it won't be awkward at all.
No. Promise. No eye contact though, okay?
But I always feel like it'd be awkward, especially if like your parents are home. Like I don't think I would ever do it if my parents were home.
No. And I remember talking to my friend in high school, not friends anymore, for a good reason. She's evil. But she was telling me that her and her boyfriend had sex with their door open while her mom was home. Because they weren't allowed to close the door. So they straight up had sex with the door open.
At least under the covers, right?
I don't know. I don't remember. You would hope so.
Because there's like, I've seen people like explaining like in TikTok comments how like their parents will walk in on them watching a movie downstairs and they're like under a big blanket and they're like fucking under the blanket and their parent walks in and they have to act cool. I'm like, why not just wait till their parent, parents are home.
Exactly. Like that's, I don't like it. I don't even really like PDA. Like,
yeah, honestly, me neither. Like hand holding and like whatever is fine, but like,
mm-hmm. Like I like couples who are all over each other, like in public or like making out and shit like that in front of so many people like that. You won't find that being me. Like I don't enjoy that. And I think I'm just so awkward that I just wouldn't want like somebody to be all over me when there's people around. Like if you're on a walk, you guys are walking together, it's cute, and you want to kiss me, yeah, go for it. But mm-hmm. like I'm not gonna start like rubbing up against you when there's people around.
Oh my god. Okay, so I won't give context for this because this has to do with my job, so, and I won't give details, no offense to your listeners, but I don't feel like there's enough people listening where I probably could say it, but I won't. So at my job, there was an instance where there was a couple that came in. God, this is so bad. They were grinding on each other at work. And when I mean grinding, I mean, okay, I'm going to stand up and show Carissa and you can hear her reactions in the microphone. Okay, give me 2 seconds.
I'm so confused about this visual grinding display Kira is going to show me right now. What? That's so crazy.
And they were doing that like to each other. Like they were both doing that.
And was this at the escape room place or in one of the escape rooms? No. Ew. That's actually nasty.
And they were making out to like into it, like get into it, you know? So like if any of you listeners out here ever go to an escape room,
please don't do that.
There's cameras. And
they,
audio.
They watch.
Yeah. We see everything. What?
Can I tell a story?
Yes, go ahead.
One time, I think I've told this on the radio, actually. I've told this to so many. I don't remember who I tell any of my stories to.
I do the same thing.
Then I just repeat myself over and over again. But I work as a waitress during the summer, and I was waitressing at one of the night restaurants, and I was like, oh, like, what are your guys' plans for the rest of the day? Now, keep in mind, it wasn't like 9 p.m. It was probably like 6:30. It's like, oh, like, what are your plans? Like, making small talk so it's not awkward when the one person is like doing the check, mm-hmm. right? And the guy straight up looks me in the eyes and he goes, we're going to make love. And I'm just standing there. Like, now, keep in mind, this guy's like 60. Like, he was old, and he said that so stone cold straight face. Like, buddy, I don't need to know that you don't. Like, you could have said, I'm going home. Like, I'm going to watch a movie. Like, hey, like, what are your plans for the rest of your day?
We're going to fuck.
Yeah. And what am I supposed to say? Like, I don't think I look old either. Like, I think I look relatively young.
You do.
Especially when I'm in uniform, too, and we, like, all the waitresses are there. You can tell that I'm one of the younger waitresses. Mm-hmm. And, like, to say that, like, is so weird. So weird.
Why would you say that to anybody but, like, a close friend that you have that kind of relationship with? Like, why would you ever say that to a service
worker?
And
it's not even like you're, like, drunk either. Like,
stone sober. Because
one time Kira and I told a bartender that we were gonna, he was like, oh, like, okay, you know what? Maybe we're hypocrites.
But I feel like this one was, like, obviously, like, oh, we're, like, ha ha hee hee. Because, you know,
we were at a bar and we were drinking, or I was drinking.
I was thriving.
She was thriving. And the bartender was like, oh, what are your plans for us today? And Kira didn't even hear me say this, but I was like, oh, we're going to go make out in a car. Oh, no, that's not what happened. The bartender was like, oh, like, where are you guys headed now? And Kira said, oh, like just to my car. And he's like, oh, what are you guys going to do there? And in my head, I was like, that's such a stupid question. Like, oh, what are you guys going to do in your car? You know, like, oh, like, you're headed out to your car. Like, obviously, mm-hmm. drive home. And I was like, oh, probably make out. And the bartender was just, like, he laughed it off. Like, he just walked away. And when I, like, looked back up at him, I was like, oh, like, Kira, I didn't mean to say that. And I looked over and he was, like, he was laughing. Like, he was enjoying it.
Oh, yeah?
Like, he was also, like, definitely older than us. Like,
oh, yeah. He was really nice, though, years. From what I remember.
Yes, he was a nice guy.
He was. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we were also at a bar.
Yeah. Like, we were sitting at the bar.
Surrounded by college students.
Oh my God. There was like, oh my God, there were so many groups of like flocks of frat bros coming in.
Yes. So like, it was like time and place, I think. I think as an old man saying that to like a young girl, I was 20. I'm still 20, but.
Okay, like, but when it comes to that, I'll always lie. Like, if someone's just like, oh, how old are you? And you know that's the vibe. I'm like, oh, I'm 17. Mm-hmm. I'm a minor.
Minor.
Minor, minor. Oh my gosh, I forgot about that. What a time.
What a time. So it's 9:06. Our show ended at 9, and Kira and I actually have a party to get to.
We do. We have a game night that's been very graciously organized by Ava and Iceland. So thanks, yes. guys.
Thank you, Ava and Iceland. I did help just a little bit.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, just a bit.
Oh, yay. Like, well, thanks, Krissa.
I didn't do much, but I did help just a tad.
Oh, we'll help. Well, thank you too, Carissa.
Thank you. It's actually my party, guys.
It's my party.
We're having a party at my house and you're not invited.
Ha ha ha.
I'm sorry.
It's chill.
No, it is chill. We're just going to play board games.
Yeah, we're just old like that. My Spotify age was 77.
Mine was 73. I was like, what the freak?
Yes.
But God. No, we're having like a little board game party where everyone like we're all going to go play board games together and like have a couple drinks, you know? Yeah.
Very, very
like
chill.
Something chill. Compared to our last party, which was insane. And if I wasn't scared to debrief, you know what? I'm not that scared because can I say some stuff?
Yeah, go ahead. I really don't care.
Okay, fantastic. So if you are listening to this and you were at our last party was so much fun. I had just the most fun time.
Me too.
I was hanging out with my friends.
Having friends in university.
Oh my God. It's like having friends in college.
Yes, having friends in college.
I love my friends in college. Having this podcast right now is kind of like having friends in college.
Oh my God. Can you imagine what it's like to have friends in college?
Now, this bit is one of my favorites and I thought of it when I was really high. And I was, it actually started with Marley. Who I absolutely adore. Other best friend over there, Marley.
Hi, Marley.
I don't think she's listening either. She's working. She has an excuse.
She's getting some bank.
Yes. But Marley, I had told Marley, I was like, oh, like, you're kind of what I pictured as a friend when I think of friend in college, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, if I had a friend in college, it would be you. So I was thinking about Marley. I was like, Marley is what I pictured when I pictured having friends in college. So that was the original thought. And I didn't, like, develop. Like, I didn't get that far. I just had known in the back of my head that I was like, that's so crazy. Because, like she's what I pictured. When, you know, when you think about what it would, like, when you're going to have, like, a friend and you're going to be in college. I was like, oh, like, she looks like Marley. And then I was at home and we were smoking and I was standing in the kitchen just watching my friends in the kitchen moving around making stuff and I was just standing there and I was like, holy shit, right now this is what it's like to have friends in college. Like if I had friends in college right now, like they'd be walking around in the kitchen, like this would be the whole experience. And it just became this whole huge bit. Now the other night was one of the most friends in college night I've ever had. It was like, was it Sunday?
No, wait, like the party?
No, I'm talking about when it was you, me, Ava, and Iceland.
Oh, the debrief.
Yes.
That was Sunday morning, yeah.
Oh, no, Sunday night. It was when you had came over.
Oh.
Yeah. We were all sitting on my bed and we were laughing. And it was like, we were all just, were talking, we were laughing, we were talking about sex and bullshit and stuff like that. Yeah,
it was really, really
and
nice. It was
so funny. And like, that was like the epitome of just having friends in college. And I feel like, like, it's such a silly concept. But
I don't know if you feel that way, but I waited my whole life to have friends like that. And it's so nice to actually get those friends.
To seeing it like play through. And I'm like, you know what? Like, we have these relationships we have. It's like, it's having friends in college.
Yeah.
Like, you spend your whole life watching media of like these friendships and these really cool friendships. And you're like, oh my God, like, I want to have a friend like that. And you know what? This is friends in college. You and me doing this podcast right now. Like,
friends in college.
Like, we're in college and we're friends.
And we have a cool podcast.
Yes. Bookmarked. But yeah, no, we were thinking about that, but no, this party that we had, it was just the most fun time, and it was exactly what friends in college was like. And I was hanging out and we were having a great time. Anyways, we have a party to get to.
Oh my gosh, yeah, we have to go. I have to walk back to my car and then move it.
Oh my God, what if, where's your car? Oh,
I'm Regina.
Will you drive me to my house?
Yes, I can drive you to your house.
Okay. You just make me walk in the cold and then meet me there.
No, of course I was going to drive you. Come on.
You were going to drive me?
I was going to drive you. You're going to drive me? Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay. The new bit, Gwiltweeze.
Speech
impediment. What, big one? That's what Ian calls it.
Yeah, I fucking said I had a speech impediment because I said interesting, very interesting. Ian, you're a fucking op. Oh my God.
The amount of people on the op list is growing. You know who's on my op list right now? Mateo at the radio. I posted the thing for like, hey guys, we're on the radio tonight, and he runs the he's the PR manager, he runs the radio account, and he said, girl, we don't give a fuck.
He basically, wow.
It's like, okay, thank you.
I was just gonna say that I brought it up to Ian in osteology, the whole speech impediment thing, and he looked at me like I had three fucking heads. He's like, what are you talking about? I'm like,
what a liar. Ian, for someone so smart, he plays so dumb sometimes.
He does. It's funny, though. It do be a bit. Okay, we really do have to go.
Yeah, okay. Bye, everybody.
Thanks for listening. Yap for so long.
Yap marked.
Oh, my God, yeah. Rebrand.
We love you. If you're listening to us and know us in person, please don't bring up the awkward stuff. Also, Mommy, I love you. Don't see me differently now. Bye, everyone.
Bye.